latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle United headlines. No further additions to the news that former Manchester United and Chelsea chief executive Peter Kenyon is reportedly leading a takeover bid for Newcastle. The Magpies have declined to comment on suggestions that Kenyon is attempting to put together a consortium to buy out current owner Mike Ashley. Kenyon is reportedly trying to raise the necessary finances to mount a bid for the club, which has been for sale since October last year, the third time it's been placed on the market during the 11 years that Ashley has owned it. Newcastle fans have staged a series of protests against his ownership, with manager Rafa Benitez yet to agree a contract extension beyond the confines of his existing deal, although Benitez himself coming in for a bit of flack after another defeat at the weekend leaves Newcastle firmly embedded in the bottom three with a trip to Manchester United to come. And former player Tony Cascarino said that Rafa should be taking some of the blame for Newcastle's struggles, saying he's got away from it, for now because everybody concentrates on Ashley. Cascarino echoing what a lot of fans have said about the way the team are set up to play. He says it doesn't matter when it's against the top teams in the country you're set up to defend. He says, but a home game in front of 52,000 against Leicester City and managing to have just one shot on target is not what he would consider to be good enough. So we shall wait and see. Finally today, Newcastle are set to make a January suit for 24-year-old centre-back Francesco Vicari, according to reports in Italy.